Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Great intro, man.
Yeah.
Welcome to episode 234. Episode 234, baby.
Goddamn. Okay. Yeah. Won't happen. Well, that won't happen for a while.
Yeah. Next one.
Until 345.
Yeah. We had 1, 2, 3. Now we have 2, 3, 4. And now, you know, 3, 4, 5. That's going to be even farther away.
Yes. Is that called something?
Nah.
Why would it be?
Just a.
Makes no sense. Why would they make a term for that?
Well, they have terms.
Shut up, comments.
Actually, Ryan, there is a term for it.
Not in my universe.
There's a numerical palindrome. It's actually not a palindrome. Because palindrome, I guess, is same backwards
yeah,
as forward.
Yeah, yeah.
I recently saw a thing about auditory palindromes where you can like say a sentence and then play it backwards, the audio, and it's the same.
Oh, like what?
There's some weird ones people wrote where it's like you could Vsauce did a whole thing. That's how I found out. I was watching Vsauce.
Here, let me try. And you're gonna play it in reverse, okay?
Okay.
Matt is gay. Now play it again. Just actually have it say the same thing. Oh shit, that
Whoa.
Actually works.
All right, man. Okay. Yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, Vsauce would be impressed.
But you are looking pretty gay today. I love what you're
Thank
wearing
you,
right now.
Thank you.
Love your fucking shoes and your socks.
Oh, thanks,
and your
man.
Pants.
Thank you.
I feel like the shirt could have been a little more, you know, like there's so much pizzazz.
Yeah.
But then the shirt's almost like something I would wear.
What do you mean? You wouldn't wear something this cool.
Without the dog fur. I mean, you just put on a little bit of dog fur, and can you imagine it?
Yeah, you know, I will say the pants are blue, the socks are red.
And the pants, like, have a certain, like, style to them.
Corduroy.
Corduroy, okay.
Corduroy pants. Corduroy is my favorite material.
You got the Statue of Liberty on your socks, your bright red socks.
I know, and then I got my
Gump shoes.
My Gumps on, my Air Force Gumps. The Nike Cortez Club Classics, baby. It's actually a gang shoe. It's a... What gang members in L.A. would wear in the 90s to signify they were in a gang.
Not but anymore, though.
No, this is a fantastic sneaker.
You know what? I might have to get me a pair.
You should, dude. Jackson and I wear ours all the time at the same time. These are great shoes.
We'd be three friends wearing Gumps. Dude,
They're
can we
cool,
wear
dude.
Them to Forrest Gump's when everything gets back and running?
Go to Forrest Gump's house?
Go to Bubba Gump Shrimp.
Yeah. Dude, oh, dude, we should go to...
Is that house still standing? That fucking plantation where they probably... Well, I mean, it's You know,
it's a plantation.
KKK. Yeah. His grandfather was in the KKK, is what I'm saying.
What about
So, of course.
We can dress up as Forrest, like cosplay, like the shoes, the
haircut.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the picture?
I'd do it.
We should. Honestly.
Dude, I was thinking for one of the music videos that, like, I'm like, oh, I feel like I. there's this look that I think would be good for the music video, but it would require me to not shave my head completely, but go short again.
I've thought about some things like that recently too.
I just like changing up because it always grows back until the one time it doesn't. That's when I'm going to be sad.
Well, I mean, eventually, right, I'm probably going to have to shave my head again just because I've bleached my hair twice.
I don't like where my hair's like at a length where I don't like it too much because then when I tie it up, it gets that like long tail for right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe I need to get better at doing I only know how to do one ponytail.
Do pigtails.
Not ponytail. I know how to do ponytail and then bun, and that's it.
Oh, wow. Your ponytail's long if you do a ponytail.
Yeah,
do
see it just that?
Like that? Yeah. Damn, dude. You look great with that style. Do pigtails next time, though.
Okay.
Off the side?
Maybe.
I really like the middle single pigtail.
The whale spout?
Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Where it goes like that?
I love that. Well, what's her face? No. That
JoJo
was
just, Siwa?
Nope. Deb from Napoleon Dynamite, but she only has one ponytail.
Oh, yeah.
I thought she had the whale spout, but I think it's just one.
Yeah, it goes high and then down.
Yeah, dude. I should get a ponytail. You know, I can actually...
Get a rat tail.
Right now, I can get a tiny one. See that right there?
Yeah.
It's an inch of ponytail.
But you cut your hair every now and then, or when's the last time you actually cut your hair?
I got it cut last week.
Oh, okay. So it was shorter? Is it shorter than it was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
A little bit. Well, I got just a trim because I got my hair rebleached.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to go a little bit lighter. And also my roots were getting a little too long. So, you know, while I was there.
Some like...
She was like, oh.
Burn marks on your scalp.
That's the bleach. It's, you know, she accidentally used too much bleach. And the one thing you're not supposed to do is use... You know, they make bleach that you're supposed to use for dyeing your hair specifically. And you know that stuff Comet in the green can? She
yeah.
just sprinkled that in my
oh,
hair.
Oh, that's
put
where...
Some tap water in it.
That's where it went wrong.
So actually...
But it looks good.
Well,
other than the scabs and the patchiness.
You see right here where the whole chunk of hair actually just came out?
Yeah.
It burned? I'm hoping that's going to heal soon because that's going to leave a nasty scar if it doesn't.
Dude, just scotch tape. That's all you need.
I actually... I will say the girl who does my hair, I like her very much. And I'm in love. No, her name is Bex, and I don't want to diddy on her name. She's fantastic, though. I follow her on Instagram if you guys want to go. I've tagged her in a picture if you want to go get your hair done in LA by someone that's epic.
So yeah, she kind of looks like Markiplier.
Yeah, oddly enough, the muscles and everything too. But yeah, man. I mean, your hair looks great at the length it is. I do like it when it's like a couple inches shorter, when it's like right.
I like it when it's length. Right at my shoulders. That's like the best.
Your hair just grows so fast and so beautifully, man. Well, you should start donating it, actually.
I haven't cut it since we shaved it. During the show, October. And then the day after, got it neatened up at a Sports Clips. And
you haven't gotten a cut or a trim once?
Not since then.
Wow, dude, that's funny because I've gotten a couple trims, but like still, even with a couple trims, my hair would be nowhere as long as yours is now.
It would be definitely a lot longer.
Probably be like, oh, actually, you know, it was getting pretty long for a while, and I cut it when I bleached it. I see a lot of people like, why did you bleach your hair?
Why did you bleach your hair?
I just wanted to try it, you know?
I think it suits you.
I like it.
It's weird. It's like I recognize you more with like blonde hair than with brown hair. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's your beautiful blue eyes.
See, the thing was, my father was disappointed in me because he said, Matthew,
and a drinker,
you're not Aryan enough to be for my liking as a son. So mm-hmm. I said, Daddy, I will be as Anglo-Saxon as I can.
And he went, since I can't grow hair anymore.
Yeah, and I said, you know, I kind of took it on for the both of us. Because if he could grow hair, he'd have a beautiful blonde bowl cut for those baby blue eyes.
Unfortunately, his growth spurt did stop in middle school as well.
Yes, so I'm kind of having to be the, like...
Where'd you get the tallness from? Your mom?
I don't know. Not my old man.
Did your mom have to look down at your dad at the wedding?
No, my mom's size pretty tall. So I got it from there. I didn't get it from my dad. My dad...
Did she give your dad piggyback rides?
Yeah, dude. Down the aisle. and at the divorce hearing. Dude, you know what they
Except she
do?
Was sprinting for that
yeah.
one.
At divorce, like, hearings when, like, it's the official, like, divorce where the judge is there and slams the thing, they should make you do, like, a reverse ceremony where you both have to walk down the aisle backwards.
And unkiss each other.
You have to unkiss each other. So it's like...
You have to like unhave sex.
How would that happen?
We're going back in time.
Man. See, my mom, you know, at least my is that a mosquito?
Where?
It's in here. My mother got two sweet, beautiful children out of it.
My only got one. And he's not too sweet.
I don't know.
Or beautiful.
I don't know if I can talk about it.
Talk about what? Your parents' divorce?
No. That's fine.
I'll talk about my parents' divorce if you talk about yours.
I'll talk about it. My mom's going to call me in tears.
Why did you share all that information?
Are you talking about the end of season surprise? The end of season cliffhanger?
Yeah. I got a massive surprise. A massive bomb dropped
for your
on
birthday
me recently. Yeah, it was actually. It was
it was very near your birthday. Yeah.
I mean, I mean, they haven't said I can't say it.
But I mean, it's not like
it's this. I don't know why it'd be a secret anymore. You know, it's not like it's.
It's up to you. I'm not gonna spill your family's beans.
I have a long lost brother.
Yeah, you do. Well, not full brother.
Half brother.
But right. A brother's a brother.
A brother's a brother.
I'm not saying like a half brother can't be a brother. I'm saying like it's not like it's not 100% of the same like kin.
We have the same daddy. So Dale does have another child out there.
Yeah, except he's like 50 something.
He's 37. So there's another one of me out there, I guess. And I haven't spoken.
Someone
to
had
him
to take after Dale.
Yeah, he looks just like him.
He does.
Looks just like
he does.
Him. He's going to send me an email and say, before we even get to talk for the first time, he's going, you know, I listened to you talk about this on your podcast and spill all those beans. And that was really not cool, man. So I don't really want a relationship with you.
And say, too bad, numbnuts. Brotherly love lasts forever.
I guess it's just easier for me to say brother, I guess, because, well, my cousin and
well,
her
what else?
Sister,
what are you talking about? What else would you say?
Instead of always saying half brother?
You don't have to say half. He's your brother.
Because my cousin and her sister are half.
I was just making it. I was making a point to clarify to the audience the exact, like, this wasn't like a, this isn't like your mom had a child and it got separated from the hospital and got
she's
lost.
Like, I don't know whatever happened.
Or like you had a twin that got lost somewhere. This is from when Dale back in the day.
Beep that one out. But yeah, I have a bro out there now, so. You know, it's not just me and Sam. You know, Sam always gave off middle child energy to me, and I didn't know why, but now it makes sense. He seems really cool, though. I've emailed him a few times. And
well, she's still the first child of your mom, so.
It doesn't matter. She's the middle child now.
You know, now she is.
Now she's not the important oldest child, you know? See, I have something special. I'm the youngest child.
What makes you more important now?
Makes her less important.
I think
I'm
it makes
more important.
Yeah, you're like Dewey.
Exactly. I'm the youngest out of two other siblings.
She's Malcolm, so she's the protagonist in your family.
Yeah.
She's the protagonist with, like, the successful fucking
brother. She's smart, too. She's
brother.
Really smart. My sister's incredibly, incredibly smart.
Remember, Dewey was the one that's going to be, like, rich and famous, and look at you. You're
that's
famous.
True. That's true. That's true. And baby, I'm rich. Got a couple hundred.
Not after that horse race.
No. But I am trying to come back from that. And
I didn't know they were allowed to fucking shoot him mid-race.
Well, I didn't know either, and I actually think that's against the rules, but the people that I placed the bet with are not people that I...
Will like, change. You're not gonna...
They're not people that I would want to challenge. Because I could go to them and I could say, hey, that's not allowed.
Yeah.
But it's... Yeah, I don't want to... I'd rather just... They can keep the money at this point.
It's a lot of money, though.
You can make a lot of money on horse betting, can't you?
You can make a lot of money in any gambling game, as long as you're lucky.
I feel like Chad would be real big into horse gambling. And I feel like
he's
made...
I'll go to the casino again, whether it's in Australia or Las Vegas.
They open... Ow! Fuck!
What was that?
I was trying to pull my sock up like this, and my hand slipped, and I punched my microphone.
Am I allowed to say that was spastic of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was very spastic. The thing is, I think Vegas actually opened up casinos this month. Texas today announced.
Not to me.
Well, I know because
it doesn't mean I'm going.
Texas, do you see what Texas announced today?
That they suck?
All restrictions.
It's a big
social
surprise.
Distancing, masks, gone. You don't have to do it at all. So.
Has everyone in Texas gotten their vaccine?
Nope.
Okay.
They're actually last on the list. They're last in terms of...
Vaccine's been going out here, even, by the way.
I know.
Pretty cool.
I know some people that got it now.
I've been looking up, how do I sign up to get this vaccine?
So you can pull some strings if you know people and get it. But at the same time, I kind of feel, I mean, like there's obviously someone else that needs it more than us. So it's like,
I think it's going to be April when you and I can get them.
April.
For
yeah.
Like the general public.
Maybe even May. They're going so slow, man. That's like, I mean, I get it's a big operation, but.
My
God
family's
dang.
Getting vaccinated in South Carolina. Grandmother got vaccinated. I think parents are getting vaccinated soon. Well, I don't know about my dad and stepmom. At least my mom and Jim are.
If I can hit that point where I'm sitting down in that chair and they're putting that needle in and I'm like, I made it this far without getting COVID, then I'm going to feel great. Our kids are going to go.
You honestly might not even know. Who knows? You know, you got to take the, what is it? The
antibody test?
Yeah, antibody test.
I'm getting it soon because I have to, before I get my septum surgery, I have to do all that shit. They have to make me do like a rapid
lame.
Test it's not lame, dude. I might sound different in a couple podcast episodes.
Dude, I'm going to say the nose swab was not as bad as I pictured it being.
I thought they'd stick it way deeper.
I thought like when I pictured it, I thought it was like going to fucking like ruin.
Touch my brain.
Yeah. But no, it was pretty chill. I mean, it was uncomfortable, but.
Tickled because he just kept swabbing it around in a circle.
Yeah, but it wasn't like anything grand.
No, I mean, I hate things going up my nose. But that's why I'm having invasive deep nose surgery in a week. Oh, it's next week. Shit.
Dude, unless it's that powder.
Then I don't mind something going up my nose. You know what I'm saying? Ajax?
What?
The Ajax powder?
No, actually.
Cleans
no,
out
no,
your
no,
nose
no,
real
no,
good.
No, that's fine.
Cocaine will actually destroy your.
I was thinking when you rip open the Clorox, like, dishwasher shit.
How much of that can you snort before you get violently ill?
One.
I bet you could snort one line of the Clorox dish powder and be okay.
No.
Yes.
No.
I will.
That's going into your lungs, my dude.
I watched a video of a dude snort three lines of just straight dried ground ghost pepper. And I'm like, you know, that's not just going in your nose. That's going in your lungs. And couldn't, like, that will cause some serious damage. And also couldn't, like, you technically die because your lungs would, you know, you'd have ghost pepper in them and your lungs might have a bad reaction. And,
yeah.
Because, you know, your lungs on a daily basis when they're functioning and breathing, the last thing they're expecting to enter into them is one of the spiciest substances known to man.
Yeah.
Which is never made to go in your lungs.
Well, that's why, like, when water goes down the wrong pipe, you start choking a lot because your brain's like, hey, no,
get
no,
it
no.
out, get it out.
Get that out of there.
That's not supposed to be in there.
Nope. You're not drowning today, buddy.
When I was in elementary school, I swallowed a gummy bear wrong, and someone's like, oh, it must have gone down the wrong pipe. And I got freaked out thinking that it just went into my lung, and it was just, like, stuck in my lung. Lungs are creepy, man.
Yeah, but you can live with one.
Really?
No.
Okay, I was like, can you really live with one?
No, that's why they need iron lungs.
Dude, we should get the iron lung as a prank.
You can live with one kidney. You can live with one arm, one foot, one hand.
One ball?
You can live with no hands, no arms, no legs, no eyes.
What organs can you live without? Like, if I really wanted to just go full on, like, I don't need these things.
Get a kidney out.
Liver you need, but I know that the liver can completely regenerate itself.
Eyeballs? Don't need them.
Don't need eyeballs.
Don't need your tongue? No.
Yeah, I guess. Eating food would
be. You don't need it.
Yeah. But doesn't that facilitates in swallowing? So wouldn't you have a hard time eating and drinking?
Well, you don't. As I said, you could get. Some
you're not
going to
die without
system.
It. Yeah,
you could just have an IV, be hooked up to an IV or something.
It's not like your the system of your body will fail without it.
No,
heart. You don't need that.
Yeah, I've heard you can live without like a good life without like 3/4 of your brain. Actually,
really?
Yeah.
Damn. You probably just have like a very limited. It's like playing a DLC, dude. Wait, let me look this up real quick.
That's a lie, by the way.
Oh, well, I actually would have believed that because you know, like the people.
Well, it's because you said heart, and I escalated it.
People get shot in the head and survive still because it's like not all your brain is organs you can live without. You can live without one of your lungs. You don't need your spleen, appendix, gallbladder, adenoids,
tonsils. Oh, so you can't live without one lung.
Yes, okay, it says you can still live a fairly normal life with one of your lungs, one kidney, lymph nodes, fibula bones from each leg, and six of your ribs. The appendix is the most useless organ, too. And it's, we don't need it anymore. It was just, while plant-eating vertebrates still rely on their appendix to help process plants, the organ is not part of the human digestive system, so it's just...
It's just there?
Yeah, I guess like
I want it out.
We used to. Well, let's get it.
Get it out of me.
I don't want this extra shit in me.
The boys remove their pancreas. Wait, can we do a vlog where we just go in and like do an expensive surgery to remove our pancreas for
not
no
pancreas,
reason?
You die.
Okay, appendix. What appendix, sorry.
No, I should have just not corrected you and like, yeah, Ryan's getting his pancreas. You're like, dude, this is gonna be such
and
a good
then appendix,
vlog.
Yeah.
Pancreas will I don't know what half these organs do, man. I know liver breaks down, it filters things, breaks down toxins.
Eyes sense a smell.
Kidneys do that too.
Tongue touch.
What is your appendix? Oh, what does your pancreas do?
Gives you boners.
If you had to legitimately guess what the pancreas does, what would you think it does?
It filters some sort of nutrients in the body. I don't know. What does it do?
Pancreas makes pancreatic juices, makes enzymes that break down sugar, fat, and starches.
Hey, I was somewhat...
Makes hormones, too.
I mean, my answer was like kind of like, tell me about World War II. It was the second world war that happened.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, that answer is right. They need to be more specific.
That's the thing. Like, if on a test in school, if my teacher said, what was the Second World War? And I said that, and she said no.
You're right.
I'd say, actually, no, bitch. I'm correct.
But you know what would always get you? That one extra sentence. That one worded sentence where it goes, da-da-da-da.
Explain.
Yep, exactly.
But what if I could be like, this like two is the successor to the one like, on the linear explain. Number system, and like I explained it all out. And I'm like, war is when, you know, two opposing factions engage, usually violently, over an
a
objective.
Lot of people died.
I mean, honestly, you'd explain it. I have
dude,
dreams.
People died on American soil in World War II.
Oh yeah, Pearl Harbor.
Yeah,
that's the only. Is that the only time a war has like, obviously like. Ignoring civil and revolutionary.
Yeah.
I guess like is America ever going to get invaded? It seems like
I don't
impossible.
Know, is China going to get invaded? No. Is Russia going to get invaded? Nah. I mean, we've been invaded 2001.
A space odyssey?
9/11.
Oh. Okay, yeah, actually, I guess that is an invasion.
Yeah.
Damn. Dude, I honestly think... Without getting into politics, I just think that America, I think our best strategy is we need to invade more countries.
I mean, we already invade so many.
We need to invade more, specifically ones where brown people make up the majority of the population and countries that are already have an unstable government.
But they have a wonderful, just a plentiful amount of resources.
I mean, that... you know,
we just happen to find them while we're there, and we use.
We're
them.
Trying to help them build
we,
democracy.
We use the natural resources there to help our war efforts because, like, we didn't know it was there in the first place. We went there, and also, I mean, we're not going to use the oil we find in, you know, in the bases and stuff we set up. You know,
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you know, Afghanistan. We're just trying to help them form a democracy, and one of the drill sergeants stumbled upon some oil, and. He slipped in it. It's like, wait, what the hell is this? And then, you know, it's one of the biggest oil reserves in the entire world. We didn't
Well,
need
first
to.
He got excited because he thought that he was going to find some dinosaurs under the earth.
And honestly, it's fair. Finders keepers, losers weepers. Sorry, Afghanistan.
How many of the dinosaurs have been dug up?
Like, is that
Could
the
you
question?
And I just happen upon a dinosaur?
Yeah.
One day,
yeah.
Easily? Like we're just walking in a forest one day and we just go dig 6 feet somewhere and we find a dinosaur. Is that possible?
It'd probably be way lower than 6 feet, but yeah.
Why way lower than 6 feet?
Just because of the amount of time of buildup, especially on a forest floor, you know, things go. That's why dinosaurs are so deep in the ground because, you know, like.
Okay, 12 feet deep.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's like not even that much deeper.
But every time you see them digging up a dinosaur,
how about
it's
a mile
like,
deep?
I don't. Can you dig a mile deep? I think you can dig a mile deep.
What if we dig to the mantle?
I want to take it further. I want to dig to the core.
Okay.
The boys take it the journey to the center of the earth with Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Like in the dude, when is Miss Frizzle going to have a live action movie starring Emma Stone as young Miss Frizzle?
Well, I didn't know Miss Frizzle was supposed to be so sexy, but.
Come on, Clash.
That would do something for me.
Boop, boop.
Jesus, dude.
We were grooving down on Main Street, living life and feeling good.
Deepest hole ever dug is the Kola Super Deep Borehole, and it's 7.5 miles below the Earth's surface. Why did they stop drilling that shit? Oh, because the temperature got to almost 400 degrees down there.
What's their problem?
It's crazy that, like, I really, there could be a dinosaur directly underneath us right now. The whole time we've been recording this podcast in the studio, there could be a big ass dinosaur directly preserved perfectly, like 40 feet underneath us. There's probably, what's weird to think about is there's probably a cave beneath us somewhere. Keep going down, it's probably going to be a cave with some rivers and crystals.
How does excavation shit start when it comes to like a paleontologist site, right? Like, do they just like, we're going to dig here? Do they find some sort of evidence where it's like, huh, this, I found something.
I think they dig around until they find something. And then when they find something,
that's when they make it bigger.
I mean, again.
So they just pick a random spot and dig?
I don't know. This is just me guessing. And people, listeners, you know.
Believe it or not, we're not
paleontologists.
I am a paleontologist. That's who I am. That's what I wanted to do. I was so excited. I was like, all I have to do is dig for dinosaurs all day.
It's like being Stanley Yelnats, dude. You just dig all day.
And like you would go to like some of the museums that would have the little like sandboxes set up to where they had the brushes. You could like brush away like the fake dinosaur bone, like the sand from the bone.
When in real life, it's like 115 degrees scorching sun and you're out there like covered in dirt. Like,
and you have to be careful as fuck.
You don't
want to
fuck that up,
dude.
You got to be super careful, especially if you're digging up artifacts. Like, if you're discovering, like, an ancient city or something, and, like, you imagine actually just breaking something or fucking it up, and it's like, remember, oh, I just found it like this.
Like in Holes when Stanley Yelnats dug up the pair of lipstick. Kissing Kate Barlow.
Can't believe he got Kissing Kate Barlow's lipstick, man.
It's crazy.
That was absolutely insane.
And then they found the treasure at the end, and they all became rich. Well, just him and Zero.
Man, that's a big spoiler.
No.
That's the biggest spoiler of the movie.
Dude, that came out when we... Okay, bleep it out then.
Okay.
Or replace it with this. Hey, I spoiled Holes, so here's what I meant to say. When Stanley Yelnats and Zero find a big, big, big pot of gold, and then they...
That's still the ending. That's still the ending.
Okay. I'll read. Boop. Okay. Stanley Yelnats and Zero find a UFO.
Okay. Crazy, dude.
And a chest of gold next to it. With a bunch of pamphlets that are old and that are worth a lot. Because they're like bail bonds or something.
I'll let that one fly. That one works. If you guys like Holes, then we have a video that we want to make soon that you guys will enjoy. But I don't want to tease that or something.
No, that's a big one for me. Like in my head, I'm like, I want to make a big whole thing out of it. Like,
big whole thing.
Stop it. You know what I meant?
Yeah. Well, big whole thing.
No, you know what I meant though.
I know what you meant, but it's a perfect opportunity for a joke.
Yeah, but it shows that you're not thinking about what I'm saying. You're just thinking of making the next joke.
No, I'm thinking about ad reads.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app,
answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Those are some shitty ad reads. I wouldn't get anything from those companies.
That sucked. Jesus Christ.
Are we not allowed to say that probably?
It's probably somewhere in our contract.
This isn't the ad read. This is the podcast. We follow the rules with the ad reads.
You know, we signed a contract that we didn't read, so probably
Well, we can't badmouth. Well, we didn't directly say anything. We just very general.
Yeah. I really like honey.
Me too. The other ones suck.
They all suck. No, there's some good.
We gotta stop.
Yeah, I'll stop all on my head. But yeah, man, you know what? I thought of a metaphor the other night that I thought was okay. Basically, the whole time we've been living life up until COVID was like we're playing on this like big expansive MMO.
Mm-hmm.
That's a paid MMO, but we've had a membership.
Yeah.
And then our mom's card got declined last March, and it booted us back to like the free-to-play mode, and that's what we're on right now.
Yeah, that's perfect.
We're on the free-to-play mode, and because we don't get all those extra features like restaurants and going out and stuff.
We get them in like little bite size.
Where it's like you can get one a day.
It's like little advertisements where it's like, would you like to enjoy a full restaurant with people crowded inside? Yes, I would love that. Well, like I ate a meal yesterday in a parking lot because like we can't go inside and eat it.
Parking lot meals are the best, man. I love
them. They were good, but it was a hot day and it was a wonderful meal. But it was chicken katsu on a hot day.
Ooh. Oh, tell me about fill me in on your day yesterday.
Yesterday I went out with the Tucker brothers and we went around and we went to like this mochi place. I didn't get any. They just ate all of it, but they introduced me to it at least.
Mochi?
Not mochi, but the place.
Oh. Where was it? Like South LA?
Long Beach-ish area.
I've been there.
We were in Long Beach.
It's really cool. I've been there.
It's like a little shop.
Yeah.
And then we went
It's like all different shapes and colors and shit.
Went to a nice little Asian market where I got my favorite candy.
Did you go to that like kind of like Japanese area near Long Beach?
Yeah.
Okay. I went there once.
And apparently there's a store in there. It's like Tokyo Central something, but it's just like Don Quixote. Not Don Quixote, whatever it's
Don
called.
Don Quixote, yeah.
Kyoto.
There's also in that same area, there's a bowling alley slash.
Oh, Jackson was talking to me.
Yeah, it's so cool. I went there. They took me there on my birthday when I turned 24. And it's like this weird famous restaurant that serves just like chili, like all sorts of kind of. It's like a diner, but then there's also a big bowling alley that's part of it. So we went bowling. It was like a little bar too. It was fun. It's a cool area of LA. I forgot what it's called. Not San Pedro. I don't remember. It's like real south though, near Long Beach. Kind of in that like part of LA, but it's like very industrial looking.
And then we went to we got some cookies.
Nice. Get some milk.
Yeah. They should. Why don't they sell milk there? Get some milk and cookies.
I don't know how many people would buy milk with marijuana.
The cookies is like I didn't know about it. It's a hype beastish type weed place.
It's for the kids that wear the Supreme shirt with the.
It's just spending way like this. I can get the same stuff at my like local dispensary for like almost half the price.
Can I get the Travis Scott Kush?
Not like their top shelf signature shit, but like they sell like pre-rolls and stuff. It's such a fucking high price.
It's not that their weed is necessarily any better. It's just the name. It's the fact that it's a place on Melrose, which is where all the hypey shit is for a point of reference, Logan Paul's house was a couple blocks away.
Yeah.
So that's that kind of area. And it's just they can charge that much for weed because they know they're gonna get a bunch of dumb dudes coming in with their nice shoes and their chains and their snapbacks barely sitting on top of their head, and they'll go, "Oh man, this is that good shit."
Yeah.
And pay, you know. It's just the professional version of someone ripping off like a white kid with weed, like where he pays way too much for it. He's like, yo, such a good deal. Like, you know that classic trope? It's literally just like the professional version of that.
But so, we just went around and got food, I guess. Then ate it out in a parking lot because we're not going to eat it at the place or around the place.
You could, but you're a pussy.
Yeah, I'm a pussy. I just got to eat away from people.
You know, Ryan has this thing where every time, even before COVID, we'd go into a restaurant for a nice meal and he'd have to take his food outside around
into the parking lot.
Sit by yourself in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay, though. It's okay.
You know? It's just nice. And I get to think. I get to think while I eat, look up at the stars, sometimes look up at the fucking burning sun.
Directly into the sun. Because we've caught you doing that a few times, and I'm serious. That's not good for your eyes.
And
you have the tears streaming down your face because it hurts.
It's just so, like the sun's so cool.
It's a cool thing.
I'm like, that's a big thing up in the, like,
I mean, look,
that's a big, huge, like, we can't comprehend how big it is.
I can.
Really. How big?
It's big.
Can you picture it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you picture standing in front of the sun?
It's big. It's really big.
I bet.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But the sun is fucking crazy, dude. It's literally just a massive, it's a bunch of nuclear explosions just happening.
When are we going to get that solar flare that's going to knock out all our satellites and stuff?
See, the scary thing is, like, there's no warning for that. Well, maybe like a day or 3 days, but it's like that type of thing could just happen. It's like right now we're worried about COVID, and then next week no electronics work, you know? And how the fuck would we be able to do our pod? That would suck, actually, because if that happened, you know, everyone's bank account would.
Might have to go into mine.
Might have to take all my money out and put it under my mattress.
Dude, that's a good idea.
I keep my money in my mattress. So
I keep my money in my ice trays.
Can't trust
all my coins. It's just my freezers filled
rows
with stacks of ice trays.
Rows of freezers of just ice trays, and each one has just like a little stack of pennies
in
it.
These are where the pennies are?
When we lived together,
I remember you having to roll money and shit.
Yeah, I remember that too.
My dad and I would just sit around rolling up all our money.
The little brown paper rolls that you'd put the that was satisfying, having like a roll of pennies or a roll of dimes.
You're like, oh, it's this much. It's so heavy.
I remember I would collect coins like in a jar over a couple months. Like every day at the end of the day, I'd just drop some coins into it, or every time I saw a coin on the street, and then I'd roll them into a little roll and be like, yes! $1!
And then they introduced the Coinstar, which as a kid I was like, dude, you just dump all your coins in and it counts it for a fee.
Dude,
for a fee,
of course.
But
Coinstar was badass.
It was cool just to dump all your like you just save up a bunch of coins and just see how much you could, like, how much money it was. I think one time it was like 30 something bucks. And as a kid, I was like, dude. And I like bought a toy or something.
This is
excited.
This is crazy. My friend, growing up, his dad had buckets, like tubs of coins. And he's like, yo, why don't you boys take those down to the Coinstar for me? And we were so excited. We took them down. It was $900.
Good Lord.
But the cool thing was it will filter out anything that's not a regular U.S. coin. So all of a sudden you just see like foreign coins and like little like things rolling down there. And I'd be like, whoa, European coins.
Sometimes you just have to put the coins back in because it is a quarter or a nickel or something.
Yeah. Coinstar is
And you have to kind of like move it around and grade it into the Coinstar a little bit.
That shit was so cool, man. They still have those, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Remember the first one I ever went to was at they only had it at a Bilo that's now out of business.
Well, it's just because like so much money has been just converted into like electronic money where cash used to be used more. I wonder if we should buy a Coinstar machine for the office. That'd be sick, right? You just come in and start playing with it and dumping coins.
Well, there's going to be like a fee to have that here. You don't just buy a CoinStar machine. It's the
company, a CoinStar machine.
You're essentially like renting it out from the company and you're getting a cut.
I love the idea of, you know how people will like rob a place just to steal the ATM to get the money out?
Yeah.
I like doing that, but just taking the CoinStar and just getting just so you can just all the coins. So it's, yeah, I got $400 in nickels.
How fucking heavy that would be, a CoinStar.
Like trying to
machine.
Get away with like a CoinStar machine and then trying to go to the bank with those bags. Like, yeah, I got all these nickels.
Dude, why don't, how come we made bullets spherical and not disc-like? I guess they just travel better. You get
aerodynamics,
like the wind really working with it.
Because I think of a disc.
Well, sorry, they were spheres and now they're more of like a, I don't know, what would you call it? Just bullet shaped. It's its own shape.
Yeah. If it's a disc, I think it's flying and the wind comes, it could do this, you know, going upwards. The wind would go underneath it or on top of it. But how it is now, it's just, it cuts through.
I just remember there was this fun weapon to use in Destroy All Humans 2 that they introduced. It was just like this gun that shot out purple discs. And if the disc like attached to someone, it would just have send them flying off.
We should get guns.
Okay. We already have a few. We got one each under our office chairs.
Well, those are property of Super Mega Incorporated, those guns. The my favorite is the one that we had to fake that whole form about because it's not legal in the United States, but we were
able... The blunderbuss?
Yeah.
Oh.
We were able to write it off as if it was an AR-15.
You can stick garbage in that shit and it'll fucking tear you apart.
Jesus Christ, man. That thing... So remember when Jackson shot the garage door with it and
yeah.
we had to get the entire thing replaced?
Yeah.
It splintered, man. And we would tell the landlord that we just showed up one day and it was like that. But God, dude, if he ever sees the hole in the back of the garage,
powerful fucking
very
machine.
Powerful.
You can thank the Chinese for that.
They make some good weapons, man.
Yeah. Gunpowder.
Yeah. What? I bet China's got some super weapons we don't know about that would just really tickle my jimmies.
Like the Fart Blaster 9000. But it's actually like a really horrible nuclear warhead that like disintegrates like all the like liquids in the environment. So like you're just like left like this empty fucking shell. But it's just called
they call it that.
They could call it just Fartiplier 9000.
China has developed a new super weapon called Fartiplier 9001.
9000.
So it's over 9000.
Okay, that's perfect.
I'd be terrified of China if they... Dude, you know that we have weapons and shit that like just couldn't even comprehend that
yeah.
could kill everyone.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And when I say I mean specifically me and the Tucker brothers at our house.
Yeah.
We have weapons
you're like
of
your
mass
own little
destruction.
North, you're your own little North Korea.
There was a cult called the...
Christians. Catholics.
I don't remember what it was called. Shin Onryo or something.
It was about to say something else, but then it would just be... Then it would seem weird.
Yeah. I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know.
But I don't mean it like that. I wouldn't have meant it like that.
I know you would never
in
do
that
Scientology. there's this cult.
Dude, that's a good one, too.
Shin Omri?
Do you think the audience knows what I was talking about? Do you think they're smart enough? I'm
well,
kidding.
They can,
that's
they
a
can,
joke. That's
they
a
can
joke.
Guess.
I know.
But
it's a very obvious
know.
Joke. I'm not. That was just. I was just keeping it going. I'm in a hole. They're going to be mad at me regardless.
Yeah, dig it. I'll dig it then.
Ryan, we're not as mean as you claimed for us to be, you fucking fat piece of shit. Thanks, guys.
They're sweethearts.
They are.
Except for...
They've been so sweet with our live-action stuff we've been
Guinness.
Releasing. They've been awesome. And, like, all the art that I've been seeing on Twitter and
oh my God.
Tumblr
y'all are incredible.
And Instagram, whatever.
You guys are fucking incredible. But I remember Aum, like A-U-M, Shin Ryo or some
what?
Shit. It was a cult in Japan in the olden times, like 80s or 70s or 90s.
Is it the one with the gas shit?
Yeah, they did the sarin gas attack. Well, but they had that leader, but basically they bought this huge property of land in Western Australia.
It's always a huge fucking plot of land with these cults.
You need it, man. Well, they ran out of Tokyo, but they bought a huge plot of land in Western Australia because it was so isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And on record, there is this one night where this massive light lit up the sky and then like an earthquake shook everything. And
are they still chilling? Or are they all gone?
No, I mean, there's still members, of course. The guy's in jail. I think he got killed. But there's, you know, a lot of speculation that they had built a nuclear bomb because they had like nuclear scientists and shit with them. So they think that they might have they had been like obtaining like the equipment for nuclear devices because they were so powerful. And a lot of people think that they were the first like non-government group to actually successfully detonate a nuclear bomb, which if they had used would be, you know, catastrophic.
Is that scary or is it just fair? What do you think?
Well, I mean, I don't think anyone should have nuclear weapons.
But we live in a world where most or all world powers do. Right? And a lot of
the big ones, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of places who aren't world powers probably do as well.
Look
at
it.
Definitely do.
It's called the Banjawarn Blast because it was in the same property they tested the sarin gas stuff before they did it in the 1993. Yeah, it's really interesting. The Banjawarn Bang, that's what it's called.
I like that. The Banjawarn Bang?
Well, just
Banjawarn?
Banjawarn. Banjawarn.
Banjawarn. Banjawarn Bang.
How Australian is that name?
Banjawarn?
I love... Why do we both say that?
Captain Phillips?
Like, Banjawarn! We've been boarded by four Australians! I love we both said it like Captain Phillips.
I'm the captain. Can I do that?
I don't know where the line
is.
It's
a meme.
Today.
I don't know
where the line is.
I really
right
don't. It's like, weird.
I was
about to say you were spazzing out earlier, and I was like, that's not... Is it? I don't know. I don't fucking know.
People are always going to get mad about something. I think what it's important is your intentions behind it. You're not trying to belittle a race or a...
But then there's the argument where it doesn't matter about the intentions. What matters is the effect that it has. And, you know...
Yeah.
You can be walking and whistling and minding your own business, and your intent is to have a good day and a wonderful walk, but you're walking on a railroad with headphones, and shit can happen.
Yeah, man. Shit does happen on those railroads.
All the time, people will fucking die to that shit. Real talk, though.
Just because they're not paying attention.
Leaving the symbolism. But, like, yeah, because they're not paying attention. Because they're jogging on a railroad with headphones on.
That's just, like...
It's a good path to follow.
It is. Well, jog next to it. I saw a video of a deaf woman walking in front of a train because she couldn't hear it. Or maybe she was blind, or both. But she got hit by the... She lived. She was fine.
Yeah.
But... You know, it's dangerous, man. Trains are very dangerous.
You're cooking something. Your intention is to make something delicious, but you end up cutting off a finger.
It can happen. Yeah. Yeah. All right. That makes sense. But I think ultimately
your words have power.
They do. Especially, you know, when you're an influencer like ourselves, words have such weight.
I don't want to be fucking an influencer.
I want to entertain, not influence.
Exactly. Exactly.
So everything
fuck
we say.
Yeah.
Don't let it influence you. Just let it entertain you.
Yeah.
You know? We're not people that you should take solid life advice from.
No.
Or solid ideals from.
Or aspire to be. You can aspire to be lucky like us, but I wouldn't to be us.
We'll bitch about politics and stuff, but that doesn't mean you should take on our political views or necessarily. It just means, you know, we have a podcast. We have freedom of speech. We get fired up. We'll talk about shit. And my favorite thing is the people that get really mad when we talk about politics.
There should be no pedestal for us to sit on.
Yeah. The people that get really mad when we talk about politics, it's always because they disagree and they get really mad at us, but they're the same people that are like so pro free speech. And it's like, if you don't like it, then that's fine. It's your opinion.
You're right. It is my opinion and I'm using free speech. I'm voicing that. You got a problem? Ninny?
Dude, come on, man. Don't call me that.
Sorry.
Let's start an entire political show. The Young Dirks.
Can we just call it the Ryan Marr? Come on.
Yeah, dude.
And then you can be Matt Colbert.
Yeah, dude. I saw a video of Stephen Colbert like walk through the airport and the paparazzi are like, and he's like, fuck off.
Really?
He was mad. He was saying some shit like,
shut the fuck up.
Something like that. He was telling them.
That's Kanye.
I love those paparazzi videos where like the celebrities lose to paparazzi. And I don't blame them, dude.
I like the celebrities that just stop and stare for a little bit and they go, really, man? Really? Go. They're just like trying to just
listen, man, I'm trying to fucking walk my dog. My house is right fucking there and you're on my front lawn practically. Can you just leave me alone? I feel bad for like paparazzi is a very low scummy job. It's
still a job, unfortunately, right? People gotta make a living.
Yeah,
there's and a killing off it ever since Bill Clinton was still in office.
It's just such a scummy, low respect job when you could do other things. It's like you don't accidentally fall into paparazzi because you have.
I feel like some people
do,
right? Because it's like it's kind of an easier job. It's more of like you can look at it as freelancing. You gotta, you know, it's on your time. You're
just invading people's privacy and trying to get them riled up to get them to do something so you can sue them.
Oh, of course.
It's a shitty job.
It's a shitty job. But at the same time, our culture fuels it. At least our celebrity culture, our just everything like that. I feel like it.
I would not recommend going to be a paparazzi because it's not a very respected profession, and you're kind of a piece of shit.
Well, that doesn't pay the rent, Matthew. Sorry. Well,
yeah, but you can. There's a million other jobs you can do.
You can't just go get a job.
No, there's a million other jobs though that you could take up and pursue.
Other jobs, yes, that you could pursue.
I mean, you could be a drug dealer too and make because you don't have a job. But it's like
people do it for money, you know. Drug dealing is its own separate fucking thing too, because that actually has like a fucking.
What I'm saying is paparazzi is shitty people and it's a shitty job.
They're assholes.
Well,
your job is to be an asshole, just like a car dealership, like, is to fucking rip you off and probably be an asshole.
Like, they just try to rile them up and sue them, to get sued and, you know, invade privacy.
Oh, yeah.
So, they kind of suck balls. That's where I'll leave that. Paparazzi suck. They suck upon balls. Because I always got them outside my house, and they're always outside my house,
of course.
House
you're that's why you're so pent up, because...
They're outside your house, too,
because
all the
time. You keep calling them, and they never show up to your front door.
No, the problem is, Ryan, that they're always coming to my house thinking it's yours, and it's just really frustrating.
They just want to see Lego.
they're all there for pictures for Lego. That's all they want.
We just want to see the boy, dude. We want to boop the snoot.
Dude, would you let him boop the snoot?
You know what would be great? Imagine a cultural shift where people didn't care about celebrities as much and the paparazzi had to go bother like policemen.
That's Officer Randy.
Doing your job right? It's like, shh, shut the fuck up.
They just bother regular people.
Stop. Where are you going?
You're looking good. No, Officer Randy, you look great in that uniform. Who are you wearing?
So you're going through a divorce? Yes, just shut the fuck up.
Listen, I'm on a raid right now. I am literally dead laser focused. If we don't get this guy, a lot of more people are going to die. Please.
Oh, God.
Like, they follow regular people at the grocery store.
Isn't that a prank? Like, paparazzi, like,
we should
coming
run up,
out, like, to
we should get a team of people and run up to, like, a woman at the grocery
That's
store
That's
gotta shopping.
Be something on YouTube. I feel like I've seen that, where they just, like,
Eric
it's, like,
Andre
fake
did
paparazzi.
A similar one where it's, like, the news coming up to someone to, like, interview them. Like, what do you have to say? What do you have to say? I love paparazzi chasing someone, though, that's not famous and just... Mm-hmm. I saw them once in Beverly Hill. The one Beverly Hill. Not Beverly Hills. Where they were...
Michelle.
I was in Beverly Hills, and then I see these little men, very little, running across the street, and cars were honking. They were holding up traffic, and they were running as fast as they could, and then putting their camera up against a window that someone was in and taking pictures and stuff, and then camping out front. It's because they thought that we were going in there,
yeah.
Which is why they were doing that. They were wrong, though, because we were wearing our disguises.
I was wearing my wig, my blonde wig.
Don't give out the disguise.
Sorry.
People will know.
Sorry. I have to switch wigs now.
Yeah, you do.
I'll probably get a red one. I've always wanted. Fuck! I know.
Come on.
I mean, I'm not wearing a wig anymore.
I do the. We just switch appearances. We just trade clothes. That's our disguise. You wear my clothes and I wear yours.
I remember Mark was like the perfect disguise: a hat and sunglasses. And it kind of is. Although he did get recognized still a lot with his hat and sunglasses on.
I like that. Like, you spend years training in the CIA and like just that's what they tell you. It's like finally you can learn
every,
the perfect disguise.
So many just kind of cookie cutter espionage films. The disguise when they meet out in public, like every Marvel movie where it's like, hey, meet me here. Like Captain America will meet the Falcon or whoever the fuck and they'll be wearing like a baseball cap and aviators. And that's always the fucking disguise.
It is. And every time I see someone in a baseball cap and aviators, I do think to myself, I'm like,
who is that? I know. I'm like, are they trying to, what are they doing?
That or it's an undercover cop that's going to try to sell me marijuana. Hey, man, I heard you want to smoke pot?
Yeah, if you let me bust in your mouth first. Oh, hold on 1 second. I almost got this bust, but there's another type of bust that I have to go through first.
Wah, wah, wah.
He's the undercover cop that always gets cum on his face.
In his mouth, hopefully.
In his mouth, yeah. Oh, man. But he busts the biggest criminals, but he always gets cum in his mouth.
Do you think that's ever happened? Like, it's like a sex sting, where it's like after a cop gives like a criminal a blowjob, he goes, psych, you're under arrest.
like wipes it off, like out of his eyelashes, like...
And I got one more surprise for you. Get on the ground. You're under arrest.
He pulls out his badge. A badge and like a little gun, like a tiny gun he hit in his ass or something.
God, you're still rock hard. And so is my pistol. Get on the ground, freak.
There's a South Park episode where...
About our ads?
There's a South Park episode where the police officer goes undercover, like, as a prostitute to arrest men for prostitution, but he blows them first and then arrests them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's okay. I was like, that sounds familiar.
He goes through with it and then arrests
them. I remember that episode now.
Oh. All the episodes with that cop are so funny. Like the Michael Jackson one where they find out that like a rich black man moved into South Park.
But then
so
they see it's Michael Jackson and
he's like vomiting. He's like, Jesus Christ, he's white. I almost...
It's like, what did he say? I almost
ruined a white man's
life. Yeah, I almost ruined a white man's life, an innocent white man's life.
Such a good show, man. I watched some recently, and I watched one where they with Bill Gates in it, and the way they portrayed Bill Gates just made like the way they drew him and like made him walk around.
Did you see how they did Jeff Bezos, where they gave him like the big brain with the veins, and he talks like telepathically,
like a Teletubby, teletubically.
Teletubbies. Dude, it's on my bucket list to fuck one of the Teletubbies.
You can, man. Honestly, I'm sure there's a million people out there that would line up in a fucking Teletubby outfit.
No, one of the original Teletubby actors.
Oh, one of the actors?
Yeah. Let's see.
Who are they?
I'll choose.
They gotta be old by now.
I'm just gonna look. I mean, it's probably went through several people, right?
Original Teletubby. Why did Teletubbies get banned? Wait, there's an episode of Teletubbies that was banned from TV because it freaked children out so much. The episode in question featured a lion and a bear.
I'm actually scared now. I really hope these are adults that voiced the Teletubbies.
It's from 97, yeah.
Who voiced Teletubbies?
Here we go. Tinky Winky, played by Dave Thompson.
How about Pooh Fan Lee? Pew Fan Lee?
Hey, Dave Thompson, man. He's a comedian.
Simon Shelton did Tinky Winky.
John Simmet played Dipsy.
Ooh, I could get into some Dipsy.
Yeah?
And then Nikki Smedley did La La.
Yeah, now I'm looking at her Wikipedia page.
Dude, I'm thinking I might have to go with either Dave Thompson, John Simmet, or Simon Shelton.
Nikki Smedley kind of bad, though.
She is pretty bad, you know? Especially in that outfit.
I'm looking at this right now, man. Oh, she had an involvement in choreographing that show Boobah, which scared the shit out of me when I watched it.
I couldn't watch Boobah, dude.
Boobah.
Yeah, they were creepy.
They just jump up and down and fart, and then there's...
What? Did they fart?
Yeah, they just jump when they jump. That's literally what the show is.
I just remembered, like, they just creeped me out. Okay, how come... I was trying to look at the little baby Boobahs. Who's this Boobah? What's this?
That's not the same
thing.
Dude, that's not the same thing. Listen to the cast from Boobah. Ready? This is excluding the actual Boobahs themselves. Grandmama, Grandpapa, Mrs. Lady, Mr. Man, Brother, Auntie, and Little Dog Fido. The hell, wait. Oh, there's also Sister, a Thai girl with hip-length black hair and a long ponytail. So there's a bright red t-shirt, bright blue capris, and white trainers with pink laces. I'm seeing, like, who... Damn, dude, I would...
That shit's so... It would come on and I would turn the TV off right away.
It's so eerie. Creepy.
It's creepy as fuck.
And like this, like...
I'm like, what the fuck?
And they look scary too, man. Maybe if they were cute, I wouldn't have minded it, but... It's like a crazy, like, ambient experimentation project. I feel like I'm losing my mind listening to that. For those who don't know what it is, look up Boobah, B-O-O-H-B-A-H, and see what we're talking about. It's fucking terrifying.
Oh, there's some African kids dancing to it.
Yeah, they actually, they brought
no, no.
the...
they're in Africa.
Yeah, no, they brought the boobas to Africa.
Yeah.
Which was crazy.
Well, no, what I mean, like, in the song, the booba goes all around the world.
God, dude, that shit scared the fuck out of me. Booba, like,
Boobas went to Germany, dude? Do you remember, fucking, I never watched it, but the Backyardigans?
Yeah, I didn't watch it either.
I only watched it when it was on at daycare, and I kind of had to. Like, because it was always, like, just, you could just hear it. How sucked, though.
How is this, like, for kids? This is...
No, I was just watching it,
the same video?
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's very scary. The video is called Booba Fart Dance Acid Trip. Booba, wiggle your bum. Booba original intro. Here, wait, this is called Booba Fart Funny, and it's a kid filming his TV. Here we go. I hate this shit, dude. I don't want to watch anymore. That's like a... I feel like that's what a... Like, one of the first rings of hell would be. No, like, one of the deeper rings of hell would be. You just end up in that booba void, and they're just, like, doing that shit, and it's all kind of, like, all over the place and did frantic.
Did you ever watch this show?
PKO? Hold up. But, no, I didn't.
I loved whenever this came on. I just loved aliens as a kid.
It is so sick, man. We gotta go back to Area 51.
Woo! The Martians, the butt.
Someone could flip that
Martians
into a pretty sick beat.
So good.
Yeah, I didn't watch that, but
that, you know, well, that didn't last long, unfortunately. Shit. Oh, by the way, before I forget, this is gonna seem random, and the person who drew it's probably not even gonna know, but I fucking loved who essentially just drew my aesthetic on a Sergeant Frog character. I have so much nostalgia for Sergeant Frog, dude.
Really? Did you read
it was my first manga.
Did you read the manga?
Yeah.
I always wanted
it's my first and only manga I ever read.
Didn't you read Brotherhood?
I watched Brotherhood.
Because I was
reading Brotherhood.
Yeah, I remember I thought I saw the book when we lived together in your room, but Sergeant Frog, I always wanted to watch because I saw it at Barnes & Noble, mm-hmm. like the manga. And I was like, I want to read that, but it's for big kids.
Yeah, when the show came out, I was like, But I liked the books. The mommy took showers and so did the sister. I think the mom took most of the showers, though.
You see the mom's tits?
No, there's bubbles over them. I remember, I don't know what I was thinking as a kid. Like, I was like, maybe by accident she'll show a little more, but it's like it's all so intentional. I don't know why.
She accidentally.
I know
she has a mind of her own. She accidentally wipes the bubbles.
She's gonna turn
away
a little too much in the shower, and I'm gonna see something.
You're just praying.
All that was missing was the nipples. Really,
I like the nipples, the sexual part of the breast.
Why though?
Which is funny because I kind of like the whole breast is sexual, right?
I mean, you get turned on when you see like under boob or some boob, but like, why is it the nipple that's the big thing?
I guess because that's the...
What? Like sucking on some nipples?
I still don't understand why boobies are...
Maybe it's because we're all fucking, like, it's like a... Makes us comfortable. Remember sucking on some titty when we were young. We're like, damn.
When I was a baby,
want some more titty.
I was sucking on titties. Now I'm a grown man still sucking on titties. I don't remember that. It's a rap song that
Eminem?
Says that. No. I'm trying to remember. It might be from Ryan McGoggles.
Might be from Pharrell's new album.
Yeah? Pharrell and his big hat? I love when he wore that big hat, man.
Me too.
Let's bring that back. I miss B.O.B.
Pharrell seems like a douche. I'm sorry, he does. I'm
Come
sorry.
On, man.
I know.
Don't dig into the man like that. He's a big fan. He's going to listen to this. Beautiful girls all over the world.
Pharrell, the type of dude that like kick someone's dog if it barks at him. Hey, watch your dog, man.
I think he would just take his big hat and put it over the dog and trap the dog underneath.
And then stomp on it so he doesn't get his boots dirty.
And it flattens down, but then when he picks the hat back up, the dog is like a flat like piece of paper.
And it has to walk.
And he puts the hat back on and he's like, yeah, y'all better not let your dogs bark at me.
God, man.
God, man?
When's David Dobrik going to suck our cocks?
He's actually on the way over right now.
Oh,
he's
shit. Okay. Minute, actually. Oh, we should probably end the podcast then.
Oh, no, he's actually here right now.
Oh, yeah, we got to. Okay, we definitely
David
end
is
the
here
podcast.
To fillet upon us. So we'll catch you guys later and we'll review how David did in the next episode. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.